School lunches aren't what they used to be, and there will be changes again next year at Fayetteville High School. Some of the 2019-2020 menu options are being tested today during lunch. Allie Morachek, Director of Child Nutrition for the Fayetteville School District, says today many of the possible new foods for next year are being showcased.
Some of the new menu concepts that we have planned for next year, for students to try at their school campus, to give us some feedback on whether they would like to see it in the cafeteria, what changes they'd like to see, and even add a little bit of, you know, if what we're offering isn't what they'd like to see, to give us some suggestions.
I'm looking at some of the proposals that are being offered. School lunches have changed a bit since I was in school. Smoothies, various new flavors, build your own ramen bowl. What's the secret to getting students to like the lunch options?
Showcasing them in a way that draws their eyes and brings them in. Anytime we can show flavorful, colorful foods that they might also see in the restaurants that they frequent with their families, I think that's what brings them in to try the foods in our cafeterias.
I know at times and at different places there can be a stigma about eating in the cafeteria. It's not cool or whatever. Is that still a challenge for nutritionists in schools in 2019?
Yes, it's still a stigma and a challenge. I'd say the tables are starting to turn, though. I think students are seeing options in their cafeterias that they're seeing out in the community. And there's been a real focus from the USDA and from districts across the country that are really trying innovative things to show students and advertise to students things that look different from the institutional meal feel. You know, they're trying things that are flavors from around the world, or the build-your-own concept is really popular with students of this generation. So really trying to cater to what they want.
Yeah, and tell me about the team you have at a school to put together a possibility of a Mexican torta or a shredded pork and jalapeno pizza with skinny crust option.
The high school, the staff are total rock stars. They're into innovation. They're open to new ideas. When we're brainstorming together about what we think students would like to see, they bring me ideas. You know, the cafeteria manager had the idea about the Mexican torta. I thought that was a wonderful idea, and we've got some really great torta shops in the community that we can kind of look at their menus and see the ingredients they're putting in the torta to make it more authentic and something the students would like to eat.
When you have a couple thousand students in one school building, you're going to have some vegetarians. Are there options for them?
Oh, yes. We've got a thing. Right now, we're piloting our vegetarian line, and it's going pretty well. Some of their favorites right now are a roasted veggie quesadilla and the teriyaki veggie burger. Those are really popular. We also have a wonderful falafel. We're using the same falafel that is used in a restaurant in town. So, you know, some of these products are made for restaurants, not just child nutrition programs.
So how will you know which of the samples that students are sampling through the Friday lunch hour might make it onto the menu next year?
Students will receive a sort of ballot that they can walk from station to station. We'll have about 7 stations available, and they can make notes and tell us if they would buy it or not, and then we will kind of tally and review the results and make choices based on that.
What does the cafeteria look like in 2019 in a high school like Fayetteville? If I were to walk in right now, what would I see?
Bright, welcoming areas where students can immediately see what is offered. So we have a build-your-own line that might have, you know, build-your-own tacos and taco bowls. You might have pizza and fry line, of course. We've got things like roller grills and a soup line. We've got a full salad bar. So they will immediately see the variety and the fresh options that we have.
All right. Smoothies, cold brew coffee options, Mexican torta, butter garlic on your pizza. This is all great. But let me throw out three classic cafeteria, school cafeteria words, and see if they still exist.
Right.
No bake cookies.
Oh, that is a good idea. I don't know. I haven't thought of that. That I should write that down and work on a recipe.
I lived for every third Friday in elementary school for no bake cookie Friday.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And you can make those really wholesome and delicious, too.
Yeah,
that's
use
a great
the oatmeal,
idea.
You bet.
That's right.
All right. Well, Allie, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck with how this goes.
Okay, thanks, Kyle. I appreciate it.
Allie Moracek is Director of Child Nutrition for the Fayetteville School District. Students at Fayetteville High School tested possible new cafeteria menu items for next year during lunch today. This is Ozarks at Large.